The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course your host of this lovely little podcast. And welcome back to this week's episode. We took a little break last week because I was actually out of town for about almost 2 weeks. I was back in SoCal visiting my family, and it was just so nice being around everybody, my grandparents, my cousins, their kids, my siblings, my mom, everybody. It was just a good old time. I spent that time disconnecting to be able to connect and be present with my family, and I really, really, really enjoyed that. It was a much needed reset. And then on my way back home, I took a little weekend stay at Encinitas near San Diego, and it was so fun being by the ocean again. I am such a water girl. Like, I need to be near the ocean in order to feel like at peace. And it was nice just exploring the area, trying different coffee shops, different restaurants, going shopping, being by the beach, walking. That is literally my ideal version of a good time. So I really had a great time just being away, but I'm happy to be back and with a new episode for you guys. As you could tell by the title of this week's episode, we are talking all about self-concept and how to shift your self-concept in order to get everything that you want. I'm really excited to talk about this because oftentimes when we talk about becoming our best selves, leveling up, glowing up, creating your dream life, there's often a checklist that we think we need to follow, like waking up at 5 a.m., meditating, journaling, working out, hitting 10K steps a day, eating clean, and basically just checking off all the boxes that are supposed to make us feel like we're on track. And I will admit some of these habits are great. Trust me, I do a lot of them myself. But I think sometimes we fail to realize that the answer isn't always about doing more or trying harder or becoming better. It's simply about changing the way you see yourself. So in this episode, I want to dive into why shifting your self-concept is the real key to creating the life that you want and aligning with the person you're wanting to become and getting everything that you want out of this life. It's something that it's taken me so long to realize for myself, and I'm just really excited to get into this topic because I think it's going to be helpful to so many of us who feel like we're doing all the right things. We're checking off all the boxes. We have our morning routine down. We're doing all the things that we think we should be doing, but yet we're still struggling to get what we want or see the results that we desire or feel like the version of ourselves that we want to become. If you're struggling with that and you think you're doing all the right things, you might be missing a very key component, which is self-concept. So without further ado, I really hope that you enjoy. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, before I get into how to shift your self-concept, I want to make sure we are clear on what is self-concept. I feel like there's all of these different terms and phrases that are always going around, so I just want to make sure we have a very clear idea of what self-concept is. And to put it in simple terms, self-concept is basically the story that you tell yourself about who you are. It's the way that you view yourself, your abilities, your personality, your potential, and it's really about how you see yourself deep down, how you feel about yourself. Think of self-concept as the lens that you view the world through, and this self-image that you have of yourself really affects everything in your life. It affects your actions, your choices, and how you show up in the world. It also affects your experiences that you have, the things that you attract, which makes having a positive self-concept very, very important and the key to getting what you want out of life. And to kind of give you an example of my current self-concept, my self-concept, my identity that I have right now is that I am someone who shows up as her best self. I'm someone who gets things done. I am someone who is in alignment with my dreams and my higher purpose, and I do what I need to do in order to create my dream life. I don't make excuses. I show up for myself. And in the process of creating my dream life and showing up for myself and being the best version of me, I also enjoy the journey. I have fun. I live my life. I experience things and I'm enjoying the process, and it gets to be fun. It gets to be easy. Flow, everything that I desire flows to me. I am a magnet for everything that I desire, and it just gets to work out in my favor, and my life gets better and better and better every single day. That is my self-concept as of now. No, I did not start out with this self-concept. My self-concept was completely differently, but we'll get into how to shift into a more positive self-concept in a moment. But just to be clear, your self-concept is how you view yourself, what you believe about yourself, all that good stuff. I will say, ever since shifting into this new self-concept of mine, everything just feels so much easier. Showing up for myself feels easier. Doing what I need to do feels easier. My path, my journey that I'm on just feels like, it feels like there's less resistance. I feel like I'm more in flow, and everything just feels like it's all falling into place so easily. And this has been what I've been waiting for and like missing in my journey. And I realize now I was doing all the right things, showing up for myself, but the one key part that I was missing was my self-concept. And since shifting it, everything has just been falling into place. And I feel like it was the missing key ingredient that I needed to unlock my potential and get everything that I want out of life, which is why I want to share it with you guys, because I'm sure I'm not the only one who has been struggling to figure it out. If you also feel like, okay, I'm doing everything right, I'm doing my habits, my routines, I'm showing up for myself, I'm, you know, doing everything that I need to do, but like, why isn't it working? Why am I not getting what I want? Why am I not who I want to be yet? It might be because your self-concept isn't quite there yet. And as I mentioned, our self-concept shapes our entire life. It shapes our experiences, and it also directly impacts our behavior. So if you see yourself as someone who is capable and confident and worthy, your actions will match that. You'll take chances, push yourself, and believe you're capable of more. But let's say your self-concept is rooted in self-doubts, fear, limiting beliefs. Chances are you'll probably hold yourself back without even realizing it. And to kind of go deeper into how our self-concept can shape us, let's say, for example, you have always thought as yourself as a undisciplined person. That's something that you've always just repeated in your mind. I am so undisciplined. I am so lazy. I lack so much motivation and I procrastinate all the time. If that is the self-concept, the image, the narrative that you have of yourself, chances are it is really hard for you to stick to your goals and your routines. Maybe you do good for a week or a month and then you fall off track. Also, if you believe I'm not the type of person who can be successful, chances are those beliefs will influence your choices and it will reiterate that narrative that you tell yourself in your mind, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is another reason why it's so important to be aware of the narrative that you are telling yourself. Because whatever you believe to be true about anything, whether it's yourself, your life, your experiences, your worthiness, whatever, you are correct. Whatever you truly believe in your mind, you are 1,000,000% correct. So some examples that someone might be struggling with their self-concept could be, one, you struggle to stay consistent with your goals or your habits. Like I just mentioned, if you are someone who constantly tells yourself, I am undisciplined, I'm not motivated, chances are you probably struggle to stay consistent with habits and goals and routines. Another example that you might be struggling with your self-concept is if you constantly question your abilities even after proving to yourself that you can do something. So like no matter what you do, how successful you are, you never feel like you're doing enough. You never feel like you're enough. That could come from a self-concept of just doubting yourself. Another example could be negative self-talk. If you criticize yourself more than you uplift yourself and you're just constantly putting yourself down, that could definitely be a sign of having a low sense of worthiness about yourself, or imposter syndrome. If you feel like, again, no matter how much you achieve, how much money you make, how successful you are, you feel like you're a fraud, like you're just an imposter. Or feeling stuck as well is another great example of someone who might be struggling with their self-concept. Like, for example, if you're someone who constantly sets goals for themselves, but you never follow through on them, there could be something going on there that we need to unpack. Avoiding any new opportunities because you fear failing. Overextending yourself to prove your worth is another great example. That's actually one that I used to struggle with as well. Definitely not anymore, but that was definitely a big one for me. I was going to share this a little bit later in this episode, but an old belief or identity that I had of myself when I was struggling with my self-concept was, in order for anyone to want to be my friend or to like me, I had to overextend myself and like basically pour from an empty cup because I didn't think being myself was enough for anyone to like me. Like I felt like I had to prove myself to people in order to get them to like me and like be the nicest, most giving person ever. Another great example of someone who might be struggling with self-concept, which is another one that I used to deal with and I still do from time to time, but having difficulty accepting compliments, brushing things off, or feeling undeserving. I actually still do this all the time. When people tell me that they're proud of me or anything, like I always brush it off like it's not a big deal. Or if somebody compliments me on how I look or my outfit or whatever, like my instant reaction is to be like, oh, I don't feel that great today, or oh, I feel kind of ugly today. Like I can never just say thank you, I appreciate it. So that's definitely something that I'm still working on. But these are just some examples that you might be struggling with your self-concept. But basically anything that is a negative perception of yourself. If you resonate with any of this and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, this sounds like me, I'm ready to shift my self-concept, I'm ready to unlock the missing piece that I've been needing to get everything I want out of life and be the person I want to be, then it is time to shift our self-concept. And what I believe to be true is, to make lasting, effective change in your life, you have to change the story that you've been telling yourself. The narrative you hold about yourself, your potential, your abilities, your worth is literally the key to your transformation. It doesn't matter what your morning routine looks like. It doesn't matter how much you get done in a day. It doesn't matter how much money you make. None of that matters if your self-concept is not in alignment with your ideal self or your dream life. That is literally the key to everything that you want. And trust me, I have been there too. I'm still working on it myself. And it's taken me such a long time to realize how true this is. But I can tell you, it is the missing ingredient that you need to get everything that you want out of life. So how do we shift our self-concept? I think the first and most important thing is to identify the current narrative that you are telling yourself. What is the story that you are telling yourself about you and who you are and your abilities and your potential and your worth and what you believe to be true about life. I will give you some examples of what that could look like. For money, for example, the story that you could be telling yourself is, no matter how much money I make, I always feel broke. I always feel like I never have enough money. For career, it could be, I'm stuck in my job and I'll never get where I want to be, or I don't know how to level up in my career, so I'm just going to be stuck in this job that I hate. Or maybe for love, you have this narrative that you'll never find someone who truly understands you or who is your soulmate. Or for friends, it could be that you believe, you have this narrative that you're always the one to put in effort and you'll never find anyone who puts in the same effort as well. Really think about what that story you tell yourself about everything, life, yourself, who you are. And another question that I would also ask myself is, are there any past experiences that I've let define who I am? And whether you know it or not, we all have had experiences in the past, good or bad, that we have let define who we believe we are. Some examples could be like, maybe you made financial mistakes in the past and now you've let that define you into thinking that you'll never be someone who can get their finances together. Or maybe you were laid off once and so you let that define who you are as an employee and your ability to get a new job and a better job. There are things that we've been through in life, and they don't even have to be like extreme things. Like, it, honestly, when I think about some of the things that I've let define me, a lot of them have been like really small, subtle moments in life that have defined and shaped my opinion of myself. So just getting clear on what those things are and then flipping the narrative. This is where things start to take a shift, and it's not always easy to change those beliefs and that story that you've been telling yourself. But once you start seeing things from a new perspective, your life will begin to shift. And an old self concept that I used to have, like way in the beginning of my self-growth journey, I used to believe that life is really hard and unfair and I never got what I wanted, and that success takes years of grinding and hustling, and like I mentioned, that the only way to get people to like me is if I overextend myself because being myself wasn't enough. And my new self-concept is, life is beautiful. My life gets better every single day. Everything is always working out for me and even better. Life gets to be fun and easy and effortless, and I get everything that I want in divine timing. And achieving my desires feels fun. It's about having faith and taking aligned action, and I am deserving of everything I desire. Being myself is more than enough. I have always been enough. And the thing is, the narrative that you tell yourself, you begin to seek proof that that narrative you've created for yourself is true. So when you tell yourself, for example, you're having a bad day, you end up attracting more negativity, and your energy also focuses on finding evidence that reinforces the idea that your day is bad. So when I had my old self-concept where I believed life was hard, I never got what I wanted, I went through life looking for evidence to prove the narrative that I was telling myself. And of course, what you seek, you shall find. And of course, I found plenty of evidence to prove that I was right. But I probably disregarded so many other examples and evidence to prove that I was wrong. But what you focus on, you attract more of. And now that I've shifted my self-concept to believe, actually, no, life is beautiful and my life gets better every single day and things get to be easy and I get to enjoy the journey of creating my dream life and it gets to be fun, my mind has started looking for evidence to believe all of these things. That is why it is so crucial to be aware of what is the narrative that you're telling yourself, because that story that you are telling yourself will play out in your life and in your experiences and the things that you attract. once you begin to flip that narrative, this is where we really want to ingrain this new narrative into our brains, into our energy. Some things that I have been doing to really ingrain this new self-concept of mine is visualizing this new version of me. And I love to do this during my walks. Just visualize my higher self in my dream life and doing the things that I want to be doing and living the life that I want to be living and everything that I want. Also, the way that I speak to myself, practicing my affirmations, that's something that I've been doubling down on as I've been embracing this new self-concept of mine. Like, I am like trying to literally drill it into my brain. And these are the little micro habits that help me to do that. I have also become super mindful of what I say to myself. And even those little harmless comments, like when you make a simple mistake and you're like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? Those little comments can actually have a huge impact on your self-concept. So I am making a conscious effort to change even those comments that I say to myself. And another example, instead of saying like, oh, I can't do this, this is too hard, I might say, let me figure this out, or I'm figuring it out, or I'm capable of figuring this out. And these small shifts really do make the biggest difference. And at first, it might feel unnatural. It might feel like you're lying to yourself. You might not even believe the new self-concept that you're trying to adopt. But the more that you say it, the more that you practice these new beliefs and drill it into your mind, the more your new self-concept starts to really shape and form, and you will start aligning your actions to match your new self-concept, which is another way to shift your self-concept. Actions should match the new self-concept that you're trying to adopt. So think about the routines and the habits that your ideal self would have, the goals that they would set for themselves, the type of friends that they would surround themselves with. If you see yourself as a confident, healthy, successful person, your choices are going to reflect that. Whenever I'm going through life and I'm making decisions, no matter how big or small, whether it's choosing to go on a walk or a big career decision, I like to ask myself, what would my higher self do in this moment? What would be the most aligned decision for that version of me? And that really helps me navigate my life and the decisions that I make. When you shift your self-concept, you will start seeing the world so differently, and everything around you will begin to shift as well. You will feel more aligned with the person that you're meant to be. Like I said, I have been doing everything right, everything that I needed to do, but the only thing that I was missing was changing my self-concept. And ever since I've done this, it just feels like everything has been clicking into place. And I just want to reiterate, it's not always about doing more or trying harder. Sometimes it's all that's missing is shifting the way that you see yourself. That is where I'm currently at in my journey of self-concepts, creating my dream life, becoming the person that I want to be, leveling up, etc. Like, I am just really working on honing in on my new identity, this new level of me that I'm stepping into. Like, I feel like it's been months and months of preparation of shifting into this new version of myself, and the last missing part was just matching my self-concept. Yeah, that is all I wanted to say for today's episode. I really hope that it resonated with you in some way. I hope that it sets the tone for your week and a new month as well. I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. Share this episode on your story so I can thank you for listening. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.